You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz along with Scott Eckersley, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to my friend Brad Curtis, who is technical supervisor for NBC Sports. Good evening, Brad. How are you?
Hey, kiddo, what's going on?
All kinds of stuff. I'm astounded to find you at home this evening.
Oh, well, I'm doing my standard Thursday routine, laundry, repacking the road bag, and actually right now, believe it or not, I'm ironing.
You know, that just so shot the whole image thing. It just so shot the whole thing. In your role as technical supervisor with NBC Sports, right now you're in hockey mode. So your life is like you said, the laundry and repacking the travel bag. So it's airplanes, airports, and hockey rinks as opposed to football season, which is airplanes, airports, and football stadiums. But we'll get back to hockey. You're home from a few days in Detroit.
Yes, yeah. I did a couple of the games in the Phoenix series last week. We did one on Wednesday, which aired on Versus, and then the NBC game of the week, which was Saturday.
Well, and then they went on to Phoenix and were able to sweep last night in a 6-3 win over the Phoenix Coyotes. Where do you head next with the series?
I leave bright and early tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. For Washington, D.C. We have the game at the Verizon Center again on Saturday. Now that we're into the playoffs, NBC is doing two weekend games. They'll do one on Saturday and then another one on Sunday. I believe our Sunday game is in Buffalo this week. So I'm off to do setup all day tomorrow. I'll fly to Washington, D.C., get there at about 10 a.m. or so, and then spend, 8 hours plus in the arena, you know, setting up. And then we come back early in the morning on Sunday and do the game Sunday afternoon. Then some of the crew, few of the crew, production people, and some of the audio mixer and whatnot, they jump in like a charter flight and will fly right to Buffalo to get ready to do the game on Sunday. Luckily, I get to come home.
How'd you draw the long straw?
Well, it takes a lot of people to do these, to do these games. So it's kind of like a rock and roll tour, actually. While we're doing the game on Saturday in Washington, D.C., there will be an entire another crew in Buffalo setting up for the Sunday game.
It's a crazy life, and of course, you know, it's your crazy life, and you love it, and it's a dream job for an awful lot of folks. There's an awful lot of men and some women, certainly, who would love to be doing this on a regular basis at the stadiums and the rinks. It's an awful lot of work, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is. And like you say, a lot of people, I get the comment all the time, oh, do you need somebody? Do you need an assistant? You need somebody to pull cable for you? And it's like any other job, Cheryl. You know, I've been doing this since, I think it was 1987. And, it becomes routine after a while. Like you said, I live my life in hotels, airports, you know, football stadiums and hockey arenas. And, you know, it would be glamorous to a lot of the, let's say, hockey fans, for
sure,
example. But to us, it's kind of just like another day at the office. Unfortunately, the office has a nasty habit of moving hundreds and sometimes thousands of miles every week.
Well, that makes home all the more sweeter when you get there. Some interesting developments just recently, was it yesterday? NHL signed a new contract with NBC.
Yes, they did. They signed a record-setting 20-year contract with NBC, the NBC Sports Group, it's being called right now, which includes Versus and about 18 other networks that NBC and Comcast together own. And so you're going to see it's a 20-year contract. I believe the figure being bantered around was $200 million a year for 20 years. And what that will do for hockey fans is it will pretty much double the amount of network games, hockey games that are being covered nationwide. Right now, this year in the regular season, it was right around 50. Starting next year, it'll be more than 100 games. So
that's all good news.
Yeah, it is. If you're a hockey fan, it sure is.
It sure is. Now, when you're not doing hockey, as I mentioned earlier, and we've talked on the show before about it, you're doing NFL football, or are you? Is anybody?
we can only hope.
What's going on with the lockout? I mean, do you know anything that we all don't know?
No, not really. It's all speculation at this point in time. And whenever you hear somebody on the sports talk shows, going on about it, you got to always bear in mind that they're just speculating like everybody else. The actual people involved are playing it very, very close to the vest. And the last thing that happened that I saw was the commissioner came out and announced that the league would be willing to move the date of the Super Bowl. Which is like, to those of us like me, it's an oops.
Yeah, exactly.
But they also then came out and released, NBC has already released its broadcast schedule for the NFL season. However, once again, that's all subject to what happens between the players and the owners. And, like I say, this is only my own speculation that I draw from what some other people who are, a little closer to it than I am have told me, that there's just way too much money involved in this for a protracted lockout. Most people seem to think that they may sacrifice the preseason, but once they start, once it's time to start playing for real, that they'll get together and really quick get a contract signed. I have no idea whether that's the case. I certainly hope so, because it not only affects people like me, but that industry affects thousands and thousands and thousands upon of people on the periphery, people who work at the stadiums, contracts they have with food supplying vendors and people who make the t-shirts and all the merchandising is a huge huge amount of money. There are a lot of people that are basically chewing their fingernails right now, wondering, what's going to happen.
Absolutely. Well, you head out to Washington, D.C., as you said, very early in the morning. I'm glad you stayed up. And, of course, people recognize this great radio voice. If timing were different, you would have been my program director here at WILS, Brad, because you've been here.
Yes, I have spent some time in that building, for sure.
That very building. Well, yep. Thank you so much for spending some time giving us a little behind-the-scenes look at what goes on in your job at NBC Sports. I appreciate it very much. Thanks, Hugh.
Always nice talking to you, Cheryl.
You too. Take care.
Okay.
Talk to you soon.
All right, bye.
Brad Curtis, technical supervisor with NBC Sports. Always fun to get his insight on what's going on in the sports world. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this on 1320 WILS.